Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Thursday, January 23rd, and this is your FT News Briefing. China has quarantined the city at the center of the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Tesla rides a market rally to a more than $100 billion valuation, and Boeing's new chief executive says he's confident that the 737 MAX will fly again. Plus, the FT's Tim Bradshaw takes a look at the competitive market for food delivery apps and which companies are desperate to take your order. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. On Thursday morning, local time, Chinese authorities shut down public transport in Wuhan. The move is meant to contain the SARS-like virus in the city at the center of the outbreak. Airports and train stations are also temporarily closed. Efforts to stop the spread of the coronavirus are ramping up ahead of the busiest travel period of the year. More than 100 million Chinese citizens are expected to be in transit for the Lunar New Year. Signs of the disease include fever, coughing, and breathing difficulties. At its worst, coronavirus can cause pneumonia, kidney failure, and death. As of late Wednesday night, the disease had killed 17 people and infected at least 544. It spread as far as North America. U.S. authorities confirmed the first case on American soil on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization held an emergency meeting on Wednesday, but it put off making a decision on whether to declare an international public health emergency. Here's WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
To declare a public health emergency of international concern is one I take extremely seriously, and one I'm only prepared to make with appropriate consideration of all the evidence.
The WHO said it would provide an update today. On Wednesday, Tesla's stock market value topped the $100 billion mark for the first time. It's quite a comeback for a company that cut its workforce, missed delivery targets, and tapped Wall Street for more than $2 billion in 2019. The FT's West Coast editor, Richard Waters, has more.
Tesla's shares have been on an amazing run for the last 3 months, ever since the last quarterly earnings, which really laid to rest a lot of the concerns about whether this company can really produce at the volumes it said it wanted to. The shares have just been on a tear, up around, 125-30%. And on Wednesday, the stock soared past $100 billion for the first time. It's actually at $106 billion, which makes Tesla worth more than Volkswagen, which is the world's biggest car producer.
So, Richard, this is quite a different look for the company, considering where it was less than a year ago.
You know, there's always been a recognition that the technology in Tesla, it's always been a technology leader. Products rate very highly, but there was always a question both about whether Tesla could ever become a true large volume manufacturer, and also whether it can achieve any kind of financial stability as it's grown. You know, there've always been these strains on its cash, and bankruptcy rumors went around the market several times last year. These have been the questions hanging over it. And I think, you know, what we're seeing now with the shares taking off is that, at least for now, these things have been put to rest, and the market's saying, you know, if Tesla really can produce effectively and it really does have financial stability, how high might it go?
So what does this mean for Tesla chief executive and founder Elon Musk?
I mean, one very notable thing, I think, is that Tesla, a couple of years ago, gave him an incredibly ambitious 10-year stock option bonus scheme, which, if he hits all the targets, he's going to make $50 billion. But for that to happen, Tesla's going to have to be worth $650 billion one day. I mean, it's going to be, you know, massively further away than it is. But nonetheless, even hitting the $100 billion figure this week, if it can hold that or average that for 6 months, Musk will make nearly $350 million on that.
Boeing's new chief executive says the 737 MAX will fly again. Yesterday, David Calhoun held his first call with journalists since taking the post a little more than a week ago. The call came a day after the aircraft maker pushed back the expected timeline for the plane's return. It was aiming for February or March. Now it doesn't expect the plane to be certified safe to fly until the middle of the year. But Boeing plans to restart production on the MAX sooner than that. He told reporters that he believes in the airplane and acknowledged that it might take some time to regain the public's trust in the MAX.
When we get to the finish line, and we will get to the finish line, and this product, this airplane, is an incredibly strong and good product, and it will fly safely, and I'm confident in that. When that happens and pilots get on that airplane and support that airplane, I believe passengers will follow.
And here's a story you should know more about. Food delivery app Deliveroo shook up the online food ordering market back in 2013 with an idea that's become commonplace in our culture today. The London-based company provides its own couriers and logistics services, so you can order food from places that don't provide a delivery service. If you want McDonald's delivered to your home, you can order from Deliveroo and a Big Mac is coming to your doorstep. It created a new level of competition across Europe for this kind of business, which caught the attention of investors. But one big investment is being investigated by the UK Competition and Markets Authority. The FT's Tim Bradshaw has more.
Deliveroo raised money in a $575 million round last May, led by Amazon, which really kind of cemented it as one of Europe's biggest private tech companies. And that was to help it do battle with the likes of Uber Eats and Just Eat and Delivery Hero around Europe. But Amazon's investment caught the eye of the regulators, who were worried that Amazon would, by investing in Deliveroo, it would take away the potential for competition to be added to the market by Amazon doing its own food delivery service. It has actually tried to do that in the UK, but pulled out. And then when it invested in Deliveroo, many were kind of expecting that it might be a prelude to a full takeover, although at the moment it's just a minority investor. And at a time when Silicon Valley companies and deal making is very much a concern for antitrust authorities, this was something that the CMA here in London really seized on.
And the outcome of this investigation and Amazon's investment really matters to Deliveroo, because they're trying to ward off competition, especially from Just Eat. What's going on there, Tim?
So Just Eat was one of those pioneers of online food ordering. They recently agreed a merger with Takeaway.com, which was one of their biggest European peers. And Just Eat had a bit of a hard time in the last couple of years because of Deliveroo. And Deliveroo had really kind of taken a lot of the energy and a younger customer base, a more affluent customer base, away from Just Eat. And Just Eat had been struggling to invest in its own logistics capabilities to kind of match that offering that Deliveroo had been building since 2013. Just Eat suddenly now looks like it's on the front foot. Jitse Groen, who's the CEO of Takeaway.com, will be leading the enlarged business. He's got a great track record and a very kind of high profile in European internet founders. And so that investment comes at a time when Deliveroo really needs that extra capital to compete. But during the CMA's investigation, Amazon is not able to transfer those funds to Deliveroo's bank account. And so, as one startup investor put it to me, internet years are like dog years, one counts as seven. And so if you have a year where a regulator is preventing you from accepting new investment, as Deliveroo is, that's really going to curtail their ability to compete and ability to expand.
So Tim, it sounds like there are really two trends here. One, there's a lot of new competition popping up. And two, there's a lot of consolidation going on. So what can you tell me about what's happening with the food delivery app model in general?
Food delivery apps are hugely popular with consumers, but it's not totally clear whether they're a great business, especially if you're having to pay for the logistical part of it. The marketplace business that Just Eat operated, where effectively they just acted as an intermediary between the customer and your local takeaway, had pretty good margins. And Deliveroo came in and started investing very heavily in this courier network of their own. And that has made it much more expensive to operate. And Deliveroo remains loss-making, as does Uber Eats, as does DoorDash. And so we are going to see a lot more consolidation in that, because the only way any of these businesses will gain profitability is if competition comes down. People have to spend less money kind of discounting, and they can perhaps raise some of those delivery fees. And so for that reason, we have seen Uber Eats doing a deal in India to sell out of there. Grubhub might be up for sale. And I think it does remain a question as to how many players can operate in the UK specifically. At the moment, we have three. The Competition and Markets Authority, I think, would like to see more competition, but most investors in this business would like to see less.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com.
As you will hear in the coming days, President Trump has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance.
That was U.S. House Democrat Adam Schiff. Those were just some of his opening arguments against President Donald Trump during yesterday's impeachment trial. Today, House Democrats, who are the prosecutors in this trial, will continue their opening arguments. The president's defense team is expected to take up the task on Saturday. This has been your Daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.